Greetings in Christ. I am Pastor Jacob Herkamp. The New Testament reading for today is from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 14. So I exhort the elders among you, as a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as a partaker in the glory that is going to be revealed, shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. Likewise, you who are younger, be subject to the elders. Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another, for God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary the devil prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him firm in your faith, knowing that all kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. By Silvanus, a faithful brother as I regard him, I have written briefly to you, exhorting and declaring that this is the true grace of God. Stand firm in it. She who is at Babylon, who is likewise chosen, sends you greetings. And so does Mark, my son. Greet one another with the kiss of love. Peace to all of you who are in Christ. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Peter's letter comes to a close, reminding the pastors of the churches to whom he writes of their immense calling. Pastors are to serve in a humble fashion. That does not mean they are to be pushovers, but rather they should be ever mindful that while they serve in a leading role, they are not the supreme power and authority. Pastors, according to Peter, serve under the chief shepherd of the sheep, the Lord Jesus Christ. Pastors are called to follow the example of Christ. Look to Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Jesus did not seek his own exaltation. Rather, he came humbly into this world, born of a virgin, laid in a manger, no crib for a bed. He was perceived to be the son of a carpenter, and only a few recognized him as the long-promised Messiah of God, the very Son of God from all eternity. Yet our Lord and God came in this way, that he might be he who knew no sin and would become sin for us. And he went and numbered himself with the transgressors who were being baptized in the Jordan River by John the Baptist. John tried to stop him, but Jesus said, "Let it be so now, for it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Jesus humbled himself by putting himself under the full weight of the law. He did not need to do this for himself, but rather he did it that you and I might be redeemed. The Lord Jesus, who was already God, did not count equality with God something to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking on the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death upon the cross. Jesus is the example of humbling oneself and even suffering before being exalted. And Jesus is not only exalted, but now he graciously promises this exaltation to all who believe in him for their salvation. Jesus, the chief shepherd, is a steward of this beautiful forgiveness and everlasting life that he has won for all humanity. Jesus calls men to go out with this good news into all the earth to proclaim that we are at peace with God and he with us for the sake of Jesus, the good shepherd, who laid down his life for the sheep, only to take it up again on the third day. Jesus clearly establishes how the treasure of his cross is delivered to you now, through the church who heralds his atoning death and resurrection, and is clearly and rightly administering the sacraments of holy baptism and the sacrament of the altar in his church. He calls men into the office of the holy ministry to be his ambassadors unto the world, calling to all who have ears to hear to turn into the church and receive eternal glory in Christ Jesus. Indeed, the devil prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking anyone to devour. So do not let him find you alone. Instead, be gathered to the rest of the flock of God. Be strengthened and confirmed in this faith through the gifts that the Lord Jesus freely gives to you now by the hands of the under-shepherds that he has placed into your church, where they give you the forgiveness of your sins and the salvation of your souls. In the name of Jesus, amen. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, your Son, Jesus Christ, triumphed over the prince of demons and freed us from bondage to sin. Help us to stand firm against every assault of Satan and enable us to do your will through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.